Good morning.
Good morning.
We are extremely pleased to have an opportunity to visit with you and with all of those who will be hearing this recording upon this most important topic of relationships and agreements, mm-hmm. or as we like to refer to it, as co-creating. Those of you in physical form at this time have come forth into a dimension where there are many others because you are wanting to understand how to be co-creator. All of you, without exception, are creator of your experience. While few understand it, it is so. Without exception, that which you are experiencing in your life experience is that which you are inviting or attracting through thought. And as co-creators, it is the same. As you are interacting one with another, you are literally inviting those with whom you interact. And even beyond that, you are inviting from them that which you are receiving from them through your thought. Here we will discuss how it is that you are individual creator, and then we will broaden it to help you to understand how you are co-creators. For as we interact with those of you who are in physical form, we see that your co-creating is that which brings you your most trouble, and it is that which brings you your most pleasure. It is our desire that as you hear these words, you will then know the process by which you can have joy from your co-creating rather than pain. There is a most powerful law that is at the root of all that you receive, and it is the law of attraction. That law says that that which is likened to itself is drawn. And it means exactly that. As you give thought to something, you literally attract the subject of that thought into your experience. In the early subtle stages of the thought, there is not so much attraction power. But as you stay focused upon it, your attraction power is greater and greater. The thought becomes greater and greater. And it is interesting to note the emotion that you feel as you are giving thought to the thought becomes greater and greater as well. The emotion that you feel goes beyond this physical experience, and that is a surprise to most beings. For many believe that the emotion that they feel is all just another part of the physical experience in which they are living. That emotion is transmitted or offered from the inner world. It is actually communication being offered to you from your inner being. Most physical beings are not aware of their inner being. Very few understand that while they are here in these physical bodies, that they are simultaneously existing in an inner dimension. Mm-hmm. That inner being communicates with them. Emotion is a form of communication that all physical beings experience. It is your guidance system, offered to you from a broader, wiser, certainly older you, the part of you that defies physical birth and death, the part of you that is eternal, the part of you that is evolving from broader perspective as you are evolving here in this very short physical life experience. Now, as you give thought to something that is in harmony with your intentions, your inner being offers you positive emotion. As you give thought to something that is not in harmony with your intentions, your inner being offers you negative emotion. There are really only two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad. The one that feels positive, that feeling of love or joy or excitement, enthusiasm, anticipation, that good feeling, that positive emotion, is your inner being helping you to understand that you are in harmony in this moment. When you feel fear or doubt or anger or discomfort, that negative emotion, you understand that your inner being is telling you that you are near something that is not in harmony. As we come forth from our non-physical dimension, we do so to offer those laws to assist in enhancing your physical life experience. We are here to assist you in understanding the laws that are multidimensional, the laws that are eternal, that you may have a life experience that is more satisfying. Satisfying in that you will be then able to do what you have come here to do. What you have come here to do in this life experience is to create. There is not one who is not the creator of his life experience. Most, however, because they do not understand the laws, because they do not understand their reason for being here, do not create intentionally, doing it nevertheless, but not on purpose. We call that creation by default. The purpose of our interacting, and indeed the purpose of this recording, is to assist the listener in understanding how to be the deliberate creator of his life experience. And that includes not only the creating that he does individually, but the creating that he does in concert with others that he comes into agreement with.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you are interacting with another, whether it is one single other or many others, even in interacting as beings upon your earth as a whole, you are co-creators. And so here we are wanting to assist you in understanding how to be more deliberate and therefore more effective and therefore more pleased with the results.
Great.
Deliberate creation involves two basic processes. One is the process of deliberately setting forth your intentions, and the other is the process of paying attention to the way that you feel so that you will know if you are remaining in harmony with those intentions. You can make many decisions about what you want and not pay attention to how you feel, not then knowing that you are moving away from what you want. Or you can be very sensitive to the way that you feel but never make decisions about what you want. And neither of those examples is the best. What is best is to make more decisions in every day about what you are wanting to be or to do or to have, and then to be sensitive to the way that you feel so that you will know if you are moving closer or further from those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very easy, very simple process. And once you understand it, once you understand it in even one small area of your life experience, then you will be able to broaden it so that it is understood in all areas of your life experience. Once you understand it as individual, then you will be able to broaden it as you are creating with others in relationships and in agreements. If you are giving thought to a negative thought, that by law of attraction, more negative thoughts will be delivered unto you, until eventually that negative thought can become very large and very powerful, with great attracting power. In like manner, you are like magnets with great power of attraction. The way that you feel is your point of attraction. When you feel lonely, you cannot attract companionship. It defies law, not in that moment of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel poor, you cannot attract prosperity. It defies law. When you feel sick, you cannot attract help. It defies law. And so the point is to bring yourself to a state of feeling the way you want to be, and then by that powerful law of attracting, you will attract it into your experience.
Mm-hmm.
So many become depressed or defeated and then wonder why things cannot improve. Things will only move in the direction of your thoughts. And so if you are thinking in terms of poverty or illness or things that depress you, you will find yourself attracting more and more and more of that.
Uh-huh.
The key to all of this deliberate creating is to bring yourself to a happy state and then hold your thoughts and your words and your actions in that place so that you may remain happy. That sometimes is not as easily done as it is said, and it is often easier to do when you are alone than when you are involved with others. For sometimes, no matter how happy you are, when you are surrounded by those who are not happy, it is difficult for you to find your happy balance. But that is the point of this recording, to assist you in understanding the value of that happy state of well-being, and then to assist you in finding a way to achieve it, so that you may always be the attractor of more of that which you want, rather than the more of that which you do not want. You may attract whatever it is that you want into your experience, but first you must decide what it is that you want, and then you must use the power of your mind to stay focused upon what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are an individual attracting what you want, or whether you are interacting in concert with others as co-creators, it is essential that you know what you want and that you remain focused upon it. Now, we are not encouraging you to monitor your thoughts, For as you are monitoring your thoughts, you would not be as free to think them. And since your thoughts are your creative process, hindrance in thinking would be hindrance in creating. Instead of monitoring thought, we are encouraging a monitoring of the way that you feel. And as long as you feel good, you are attracting that which you want. And whenever you are feeling bad or that negative emotion, guilty, lonely, angry, fearful, doubtful, you are attracting what you are not want. A sensitivity to the way that you feel will serve you very well. That which comes forth from within you is your guidance. And you must trust it. There is nothing outside of you that you may trust, for nothing outside of you understands all that you have intended as you have come forth into this experience. Nothing outside of you understands that which you are wanting in this moment. Nothing outside of you understands that which you are living here and now. Nothing outside of you understands the beliefs that you hold. Nothing outside of you can come anywhere close to guiding you as effectively as that feeling that comes forth from within you. And so as you come to set forth your thoughts about what you want and then pay attention to the way that you feel, you will eventually become a being that will know the appropriateness of every thought, word, and action in every moment of your life experience. We are not encouraging you to do away with negative emotions. That is how you know you are miscreating. Negative emotion does not exist unless you are miscreating. Miscreating meaning pushing away what you want or attracting something you do not want. Our encouragement as individual creator is this. Every morning when you begin your day, set forth the intention of looking for things that you want everywhere. Things that you like, things that you want to be, things that you would like to do, things that you would like to have. And in this search for that data, you will bring forth much pleasure into your experience. For as you see things that you like to see, your inner being will offer positive emotion. And you will find yourself spiraling upward, attracting more and more and more and more of the things that you are liking, you see. We see much opposite of that. We see many of you looking for things that you do not like. And as you do that, by law of attraction, you attract them as well. And so you have heard the process. Give thought to what you want, and it will be an ever-changing thing. And then be sensitive to the way that you are feeling, in order to know whether you are moving toward or away from these things that you want. Your guidance system will assist you in stopping your miscreating in the early subtle stages when it is easy to stop. And if you are focused upon something that you do not like and you are not aware of the small negative emotion that comes forth and you remain focused upon that negative thought, by law of attraction, you will attract more and more until very soon you will have a very large negative emotion and a very large negative point of attraction. In short, your warning bells are ringing, saying to you, in this moment, your thought or your word or your action, and you know which it is not in harmony with your intent. And so you have only to pause for a moment and remind yourself what it is that you do want. And as you change the thought, that negative emotion will immediately subside. And so will the attraction of that which you do not want. That is the process for deliberate creating, giving thought to what you are wanting, expecting it to be, and then it will be. You create it in thought first, and then through your expectancy or belief, you allow it into your experience.